Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN 740, and in social media, imitation is sometimes the sincerest form of flattery. Here to talk about how that applies to TikTok and Instagram, digital strategist Scott Kleinberg. Scott, this is not new, is it? We've talked about Instagram and TikTok competing. What's new this time?
Yeah, Bob, you're right. Instagram and TikTok, they've been going back and forth for a while now. You'll remember first Instagram launched Reels, which turned into videos much more TikTok-like. You know, they were short videos, there's text on top, that kind of thing. Now, Instagram says it's making a much bigger move into video. And it's the head of Instagram who's saying that the company, Instagram, is no longer a photo sharing app or a Square photo sharing app. That's how we've come to know Instagram over the years. He went on to say, this is a quote, he said, "Let's be honest, there's some really serious competition right now. TikTok is huge, YouTube is even bigger, and there are other upstarts as well." So this is me saying this. This marks the beginning of a very big change.
And competition is the main reason behind this?
It's a big, big part of it. You know, like they say, if you can't beat them, join them. In this case, Instagram has not been able to stop the popularity train that is TikTok. So I think that's definitely a part of it. Now, here's something really interesting, okay? In May, of the top five apps that are not games, four of them were owned by Facebook. Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp. Now, that may not be the shocking part. The shocking part is number one in the list of five is TikTok with 80 million downloads. Facebook's in second place with 53 million.
So what will we see that's going to make Instagram more like TikTok?
Well, they say the overall experiment is going to be how Instagram uses video overall. So think what you see on other apps like full screen video, really designed for mobile devices. If you're a regular user of both, you'll definitely notice a difference. And if you're a TikTok user, you'll probably notice some more things in common crossing over between the two. Here's a good example. TikTok just announced the other day that it's going to expand the maximum amount of time that you have to record a video to 3 minutes after testing it with a smaller subset of people. Instagram right now is 1 minute max, so there's going to be some adjustments in there.
What's the bottom line on all this? What does this really mean for users of either app or both apps?
In my opinion, Bob, it's actually very good news because for personal users, for business users, you know, in the years that I've been doing this, every time that there has been some serious competition, it's always the user who benefits because it forces each company to bring their A game and come up with new things. If they want to stay relevant, they have to do that. Now, that said, I'm a big fan of Instagram, not for videos, but for photos. And it's always been the reason why it's been my favorite social media app for a while now, and that's why. So I myself am a little worried that this video focus is going to change that. But at the same time, I get that video is popular. I'm just not a video guy.
Do you think it's going to cause this mass wave of switching between apps?
Mass wave? No, I don't think so. Some switching? Probably. Because remember, there's a loyalty factor in social media. People build followings on one platform, and that's where they tend to stay. But that said, there's no reason why someone who's popular on one app couldn't go ahead and build a large following on another. So I would say if someone enjoys TikTok and thinks, hey, this Instagram thing is really good, I should try this, that'll be interesting to watch. But in my opinion, the way things are going right now, especially with those 80 million downloads, Instagram would have to do something really groundbreaking that TikTok can't do in order for it to force a wave of change like that.
And then there's also the pandemic, right? Our cell phone usage in general has increased, hasn't it?
It sure has, and really across the board. I found this survey the other day from a mobile marketing platform called CleverTap, and they said that Gen Z, Generation Z, increased their mobile use by 16%, millennials by 18%, and Gen X and baby boomers 30%, which means that more people are using apps like Instagram, like TikTok. So this is going to be an interesting time. I mean, I currently use Instagram regularly. I use TikTok very sparingly, but I'm obviously going to be watching both. So that could really change based on this experiment. We'll have to see what happens.
Continuing with social media strategist Scott Kleinberg and sticking with Instagram, Scott, you have a few favorite tips. Tell us about those.
Yeah. And Bob, these can apply to business or personal use. And there's always a number of tips, but these three are always near the top of my list. The first one is highlight your Instagram story highlights. So I know that's a mouthful. These are your favorite saved Instagram stories. So the stories, remember, they're the ones that last 24 hours. But if you make it a highlight, they live indefinitely on your profile in those little circles that you see above your photos. So if you think of your Instagram stories like themes as a business, so if you're a restaurant, maybe you have a circle or a highlight with top appetizers, and then you have one for top desserts, and you can point people here from other social media platforms. It's just a good way to showcase the different things you have. And the second one is to audit your followers. If you have thousands of followers, but half of them are spam accounts, it really doesn't do anyone good. Now, you should note, this is a manual process, and it takes some time. So make it a point to go through a certain number each week.
There's no automated way to fix that?
No, it's a shame that there's not. And, you know, people have actually tried to develop tools, but I can tell you, Bob, they don't work. And it can actually result in your account being suspended. So once you commit to cleaning them up, you actually need to commit.
All right. What's your third tip?
My third tip goes right back to the conversation where it started today, and that is dabble in video. You should get used to the shift that's coming so you feel comfortable posting video when you absolutely have to. And remember this, Instagram videos, they don't need to be professional masterpieces. Just be authentic, have fun, and you'll get the hang of it quick. And one thing, vertical video only, don't turn your camera horizontal anymore. Those days are over.
Why is that? only vertical now, huh?
Used to be that we did vertical videos and they said, please turn your camera horizontal. We all did. And then they said, turn it back. So now we're back to vertical.
let's go to the Genius Bar. If you can open it up for me. Here's the issue. And I'm sure other people have had this happen. For some reason, I'm getting these calendar announcements on my phone. Very annoying. And yeah, Usually it's something to the effect of check your phone for a virus. And how do you get rid of those? How can you stop those? It's like junk calendar notices. And they almost look like texts. You know what I mean?
Yep, they do. Well, yes. This is a problem that a lot of people are having. This is not just you, so that's the first thing to note. The second thing is if you get a link in a text,
yeah,
I would say really, really strongly, unless it's from someone that you know, don't click on it no matter what you do, because these are almost always spam. So there's two different things that you may have to do to delete it. I'll tell you the best way. You have to go to your calendars app on your phone, which is where all this stuff is. Mm-hmm. There is a button at the bottom that says calendars. You have to click on calendars. Then you'll get a screen, and that's where you'll see your calendars. You'll know right away if there's something there that doesn't belong, because you'll have something like Bob's calendar, and then you'll have something weird that you don't recognize.
Mm-hmm.
The one that you don't recognize, you click on it, and then you click on delete calendar, and it should go away. The only thing about that is sometimes these spam links, they create what's called subscribe calendars, which means they keep coming back. So if that's the case, on that calendar screen, if you see something that says subscribe calendars, click there. Look for anything that you don't recognize. If you see something you don't recognize, delete it, and it should go away. And then if you don't click on any more links in your text, that should not come back.
And this isn't going to affect any legitimate calendar notices I may get?
It shouldn't, no, because what's happening on this is it's creating an all-new calendar. So what you're really seeing is if you were to create your own extra calendar right now that just said test calendar and put a bunch of things on it, that's what this is really doing. Now, it's still dangerous because it's still spam, but as far as being able to change other calendars or affect other calendars, I haven't seen any reports that happens, but you definitely want to get rid of them sooner rather than later.
So for starters, go into the calendar app, right?
Go into the calendar app, click on accounts, look for things that look out of place, and just delete that calendar. That's the very first step.
Scott, you're a genius. Thank you very much.
My pleasure,
look
Bob.
Look forward to our chat next week. Have a good one.
You too, Bob. Take care.